Gibson says there are two crises facing the Tomah VA. He says patient safety and the quality of care is being compromised by the use of opioids and benzodiazepines. And he says employees continue to fear retaliation if they question certain practices. The VA's deputy secretary says trust can be earned back slowly through transparency. Gibson also says the Tomah VA has been rethinking how it deals with pain management.
If there's anything that we need to have deep core competency in as a healthcare institution, it's pain management. And it can't be a bag of pills all the time.
Gibson also announced that as of today, two clinicians at the center of multiple investigations were placed on administrative leave. Maureen McCollum, Wisconsin Public Radio in La Crosse. An initial VA clinical review found that 11.5% of Tomah's patients are prescribed opioids, which is less than the VA's national average of about 14.5%. But among those veterans, Tomah VA patients were more likely to have substantially higher dosages. A small sampling of patients also found unsafe clinical practices and injuries that may have come from prescription use. VA Deputy Secretary Sloan Gibson says an outside organization is conducting a more in-depth review.
Wherever the evidence leads, we will follow, and my commitment is that we will take appropriate administrative action, disciplinary action, where we have the evidence to support it.
This comes on top of at least two internal VA investigations. The DEA and the state of Wisconsin are also looking into the facility. Maureen McCollum, Wisconsin Public Radio in La Crosse.